to Arkansas, to Europe and Far East. The flag is carried by our ships in times of war and peace. And never have we struck it yet in spite of foemen's fine, who cheered our crews and cheered again for showing how to fly. So here's Rose Guard marching song. We sing on land or sea, through surf and storm and howling gale, high shall our purpose be. Semper Paratus is our God, our fame, our glory too, to fight, to save, or fight and die. I close guard we are.
It is one bell of the afternoon watch, and this is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair for our weekly time together. And I always start off by delivering greetings to all of Captain Joe's people all over the world, from Singapore on one side of the world to Stockholm on the other, all of the ships and aircraft in between, and all of the good people who are about their father's business all over the world. I start today with a couple of entries on the binnacle list. But before I do that, I want to also mention that in the area of good news, and it is part of the mission of this broadcast and of your captain to hopefully have all of you feel just a little bit better about yourself and about the world in which we live after we finish this half hour together, that orcas have been sighted off of Point Robinson and are headed south toward the south end of the island. In the binnacle list, there are a number of new entries, and regrettably, not many people have left the binnacle list, having recovered and are ready to go back to doing the things that they want and need to do. In particular, some entries from the Coast Guard Channel. And although I am not going to go into them in any detail, I'm also adding my Singapore family. There are lots of things going on in the world, all over the world, and in particular with the virus and things that are happening in Europe with the virus. My dear friend, Andy, who is in Amsterdam, and with Austria completely locked down, it's quite possible that the same thing will happen in the Kingdom of the Netherlands. So I'm hopeful that all people who are in countries at risk will either take all the necessary precautions because they live there, or will come back to America as soon as they can. And people who are thinking about going to those countries will rethink all of their plans. These are dangerous times, and your captain is very much concerned, and yet I myself am going to be heading out later on this evening to go east to spend some time with some of Captain Joe's people, family, and friends of family rank, who are themselves at risk and have either put themselves or been put on the binnacle list. So all of these things are of great concern to me, and I want everybody to know who are Captain Joe's people who listen to this broadcast every week, that each person who is on the binnacle list is precious to me, and that my thoughts are with all of you. It is my wish and my hope that you will follow all the instructions of the medical world to get yourself off of the binnacle list and back doing those things that you want and need to do. In news from the United Kingdom, one of the things that is happening right now is that leaves are falling onto the tracks and onto the highways. And in fact, that's also happening right here on the magical Isle of Vashon, where we have a lot of private roads. I live on one myself, and the leaves that have fallen are wet, and are causing vehicles to slip, slide, and to lose traction. So if your vehicle has an electronic traction system, I hope that you have it engaged. No little orange triangle appearing on the dashboard of your particular vehicle, because what that is telling you is that those wheels have lost traction and you may go into the dreaded hydroplane. So in other news, the for marine traffic, right now there is a new vessel on the marine traffic website, and it's also in the federal anchorage right off of Captain's Quarters. And so she is the Lady Eye, a bulk carrier under the flag of the Marshall Islands. She's 14 years old, and as is true with many of these ships, she's owned in a different country from her flag. She's owned by a Greek company. She's in insured in London, and she was built in Japan 14 years ago. She was formerly named the Navios Esperanza under the Panamanian flag, and she came from mainland China, this time sitting on the federal anchorage waiting to go into the bulk loading dock in the port of Tacoma. All of these things are of interest to me, and I hope of interest to you, because all of this is part of the traffic which is supporting the world and world commerce. I've had a couple of requests. One of those requests came from the Kingdom of Sweden, and it has to do with whether or not the author of the book that we're going to talk about, David Howarth, and Trafalgar is the name of the book. It is, the subtitle is The Nelson Touch. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. And I'm asked whether or not that David Howarth, the historian, is the same David Howarth who was on the faculty in the University of Cambridge. And I believe that it is not. In fact, I'm almost certain that it is not. The other request that I've had was to talk a little bit about the Scotch Cap Light, which was knocked off of its foundations off of the on the 1st of April 1946, a huge tsunami wave, over 120 feet was the height of the tsunami wave, took down the Scotch Cap Light and killed all of the five members of the crew. The epicenter of the wave, of the earthquake which generated that wave, was believed to be about 90 nautical miles to the south of the light, and was generated high enough to take out a light which was so high up that no one ever thought that it would be at risk. The in fact, however, the wave was about 120 feet high. The replacement light, the focal height, which means the focal point of the lens for the replacement light, is 110 feet up, and it was replaced with a third order Fresnel lens. The Fresnel lens that's in our lighthouse here on the magical Isle of Vashon, which is Point Robinson light, is a fifth order, and it is the original lens that was installed when the light was built over 100 years ago. So Scotch Cap Light was and its replacement is on Unimak Island. And Unimak Island is the namesake for one of the cutters under my command, the Coast Guard cutter Unimak. And my XO is also one of Captain Joe's people. I talked to him last night, in fact. And so we remain all interconnected in so many different ways. And to memorialize the Scotch Cap Light, the Coast Guard cutter Anthony Pettit, WLM 558, a member of the keeper class of buoy tenders is in commission today, and she's named for the officer in charge of the Scotch Cap Light when she was knocked off her foundations and by that big wave. So that's in fulfillment of a request from my next door neighbor, and who also has a birthday today. Scott is one of those most loyal and true of Captain Joe's people, and sends me frequent both requests for information and leads. One of the leads that he sent me, which I have not yet been able to fulfill, is to talk about the Marine High School here in Seattle. And I'm going to work on that when I come back from this trip. Speaking of trips, I'm going to be getting underway tonight to fly to Burlington, Vermont. Now, I can assure you that you cannot get, there is no direct service between Seattle and Burlington, Vermont. One must change, and one must change in places like Newark, EWR, one of the one of my less favorite airports in the world, equaled only by London Heathrow, LHR, in the international system for designating airports. And the other place where one must change, and I do that tomorrow morning at about 5 o'clock in the morning, because I'm going to fly through the night. And that is in Chicago O'Hare, ORD, Oscar Romeo Delta. To me, one of the most miserable places to have to change anywhere in the world. But this is how you get to Burlington, Vermont, which is where my sister and brother-in-law live, and they remain on the Binnacle list. The Thanksgiving holiday is the reason for my going there, and because these much-loved people cannot travel, and I'm able to, and so we're going to have Thanksgiving, which reminds me to talk briefly about the Thanksgiving holiday, because we've not, for the last 2 years, been able to celebrate it in the way that we are accustomed to in this country. I am the most fortunate of men, and that's because I have so much for which to be thankful in the persons of my family and friends of family rank, my classmates, and in particular my shipmates, people with whom I went to sea and who are particularly precious to me because we shared so much together over all of the years and all of the six ships that I was privileged to command, plus shore command up in Sault Ste. Marie. The in going through some of my sources, we're going to get caught up on a couple of things and talk briefly about why we're having so much trouble with the so-called supply chain. So one of the reasons is, and this comes to me from G Captain, one of my favorite outlets, is that there is a $5 billion worth pile of aluminum, or as it is said in the UK, aluminium, in Vietnam. This is kept, it is there because it is the subject of some court litigation. And the courts in Vietnam are allowing small chunks of this great big pile of raw aluminum or aluminium to be sent to places where it can be used. And all of this has to do with a court case which, in which there was allegations of illegal dumping, illegal storage, illegal sales. And the courts in Vietnam are now allowing small pieces of this to get into the supply chain. All of this has an effect on us because we use things like aluminum cans for soda, for all kinds of things that can be put into cans. And when a pile of raw aluminum is not being allowed to get into the supply chain, that affects all of us. So that is tied, connected to the question of containers. And that takes me to the subject, once again, of the port of Los Angeles and Long Beach, in other words, San Pedro Bay, LOSA Long Beach, where containers continue to pile up, and they are slowly moving them out under threat of a fee for containers which have been sitting in the port of LOSA Long Beach longer than is healthy for the supply chain. So under the threat of this fee, the companies like Maersk are slowly moving them out. And so the company, the port of LOSA Long Beach, the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach have held off on the imposing this particular fee. There is a serious piece of legislation which indirectly affects all Americans, and that is the, and it may not pass this time for the first time in 60 years, and that's the Defense Authorization Bill. It's sitting right now in in Congress. And it has a couple of really controversial proposals in it. As a commander, I've used and been responsible for the implementation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It's the UCMJ, under which I manage the discipline of all of my people in all of my commands. And there are some changes coming up that have to deal with how military sexual assault cases are handled, and also a mandate to add women to the possible draft. So these are in the version of the Defense Authorization Bill. And when it goes over to the Senate, it's quite possible it's quite possible that either these provisions will be taken out as part of a compromise in order to get passage, or they will have to go with a continuing resolution to authorize the appropriation of money on a continuing basis rather than on any new legislation, which means that it is quite possible that this UCMJ change will not go through, at least in this particular bill, and also the business about women being required to register for the draft. So all of these things are really important. They are important because they have an indirect effect on every American. Because if the authorization bill does not pass, that means that they'll have to provide a continuing resolution just to provide for the defense of the country while they work out all of these other things in a new authorization bill. And I, of course, will keep tracking all of that on behalf of all of us. The from the Navy Times, also one of my favorite outlets, those of you who go to Hawaii and you look up on the hill and you see the big pink building up on the side of the hill over over the Honolulu Harbor, that is Tripler Army Hospital. And right next to Tripler Army Hospital is or just downhill from it, is a section called Red Hill. There are two things of interest to us on Red Hill. The first one is that that's where the Coast Guard housing is, in particular housing for our enlisted people. When I was stationed out there, there was no Coast Guard housing in the in Oahu, and so some was built at Red Hill. But the other thing that is in Red Hill is that there is a huge underground fuel storage system for the Department of Defense and for the Coast Guard. Also in Red Hill, not very far from the Coast Guard housing. There's been a spill, and about 14,000 gallons of fuel and water spilled out of the fuel storage area in Red Hill, and that's all under investigation. So I'll be tracking all of those things. I am going to Hawaii in January, and if necessary, I will go up to Red Hill and check out what's going on with those fuel storage tanks. In good news, fuel spills are never good news, and they are always almost always mean that somebody got careless, either in maintenance of a facility or in turning wrong valves and opening wrong outlets and turning on wrong pumps. So we will keep track of all of that. And good news, the Coast Guard Carter Healy is home after circumnavigating the North American continent. She did a lot of scientific research up in the Bering and up in the Arctic, in the high Arctic, and then replicated the circumnavigation of the North American continent that was done by the Coast Guard cutters Storrs, Bramble, and I will think of the other one in just a minute. There are Coast Guard people who are Captain Joe's people who made that circumnavigation, and who listen to me faithfully every week. So Healy replicated that and is now home safe from that particular mission. Polar Star is headed for Antarctica for this year's deep freeze. Deep freeze goes all the way back to the period right after World War II, and Polar Star is headed now for the current deep freeze. I took my Northwind to deep freeze 77, and it was as a result of all of the things that were accomplished on deep freeze 77 that the Wubo Glacier was named for the commanding officer of the Coast Guard cutter Northwind after deep freeze 77. So those are good things that are going on, and I am now going to talk quickly because Truman is over my shoulder as we are still with some technical considerations. The book for this week is The Trafalgar, The Nelson Touch by David Howarth. And I like this book in particular because David has captured not only a lot of information about the Battle of Trafalgar, which happened on the 21st of October, 1805, but also a lot of information about Nelson. And here's a quote from Nelson to Lady Hamilton, and I leave it to you to read the story about Nelson and his connection to Lady Hamilton. But here's a quote from him. When he came to explain to them the Nelson touch, it was like an electric shock. It was new, it was singular, it was simple, and it must succeed. And of course, it did succeed. And I leave it to you to read. I particularly like David's book about Trafalgar because it has a lot of information about the people involved and not just plots and pictures of the battle itself. So the book is Trafalgar, The Nelson Touch, David Howarth. It is the edition of it that I have is in paperback, but it has some wonderful, wonderful characterizations of people, some wonderful pictures, and maps and charts. The nautical term for today is baggy wrinkle, and baggy wrinkle is not what you think it is. It is not that we are baggy or wrinkly, because we're not. What it is a piece of chafing gear, and this is in particular for my aviator friends, my brown shoe friends, who who forget their days in Eagle when we all helped to make Baggy Wrinkle. And Baggy Wrinkle is chafing gear made out of old pieces of line to bend on to, in particular, the shrouds. The shrouds are the standing rigging, pieces of standing rigging that hold the masts up. And Baggy Wrinkle is put onto the shrouds so that when the running rigging, such as braces and sheets, are passed around the shrouds, they don't chafe and wear through. And so Captain O'Brien is standing over my shoulder here, and he is telling me that I have 1 minute left, and I'm going to take that minute to wish everybody a safe and happy Thanksgiving Day, for which we all have so much to be thankful in this great land that all of us continue to serve. It is my wish and my hope and my command that each of you who is responsible for somebody else, and in particular, if you're responsible for somebody who is on the binnacle list, that you take good care of them, especially during this poignant holiday season, and that you watch their six, you watch your six, and that we come out at the end of the long holiday weekend with everybody safe and ready to go back to work. And with that, this is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair, on station, watching properly. We never say goodbye. We say until we meet again.